You're listening to Jason Hendrick, The Hungry Man, and the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590 AM.
805. Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's live in the 805. Now, back to your hosts, Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. We're Tom and Sandy's 805 on News Talk 1520. I'm Sandy here with Tom, and we bring your 805 to life. Don't forget, check out 805favorites.com.
And you know who one of our favorites is? LaFonte. I love LaFonte. They're up there in Ojai. And you know what? I really don't know what the weather is today because we recorded this a week ago, but I'll assume it's going to be a beautiful day today like it normally is in Southern California. So you can go up to Ojai, and maybe you're just starting to get a little tired of that turkey, and check out Osteria Monte Grappa and LaFonte. They're both great restaurants right there in Ojai. We love those guys. We got to get up there, Sandy.
We do. Let's take a trip.
Let's go for a trip.
I'm hungry, I'm hungry, I'm hungry. Yes, I'm really hungry. I'm hungry, I'm hungry.
I know, you're hungry. The other guy needed beer, beer, beer. What is with these songs? They're one-word songs. I could create this.
You probably could, but ultimately, but it personifies
I'm going to
about.
Make a song.
What's it going to...
Tom. That's it.
That sounds a little devious.
And then you can do one that goes Sandy, Sandy, Sandy. We got Jason Hendricks. Everybody's hungry, and you've got a special guest.
I do, and good morning. Happy post-Thanksgiving. Hopefully everyone's awake, and as Paul said, not hanging on the triple
band. Well, according to Paul, we're all dead. I mean, we can't move.
Well, you know, let's get into that topic another week. We do have a special guest. Today's 10 minutes of post-Thanksgiving turkiness. It's brought to you by Food Forward. Go to their website, foodforward.org. They've got a great pick coming up December 1st in Goleta. They're going to be picking mandarin oranges. They need some more volunteers. So that's one of the groups that Everybody's Hungry is aligned in. And make sure you get out there and help us pick some mandarin oranges for Food Share and Food Forward.
You like mandarin oranges?
I do. I like mandarin orange margaritas.
And what's great, Sandy, is mandarin picks are easy. They're nice and light, right down at our height. We don't have to climb on a ladder or anything.
I'm with you.
We're there. But as you said, we do have a special guest. We have Chef Sam Murchie from the Rum Line over at 1510 Anchors Way, right facing the Ventura Harbor. His cohort and partner, owner Karen Fitzpatrick's in studio as well, but she's being a little gun-shy today. So we're going to focus with Chef Sam. Chef, good morning.
Morning. How are you?
We're doing great, and I appreciate you coming in. We want to talk today kind of what all about those post-Thanksgiving leftovers, and from a chef's perspective, what kind of creativity can be brought in to use up what's been, you know.
Yeah, what do you do? What do you do with that leftover amount of food? Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's so much to do, you know. A lot of ways to get rid of the stuff is just to make soups and stews. I mean, one thing that we've always done is made like a frozen turkey pot pie. You know, it's something you can store, keep in your freezer for a while. They're good for a long time, really, you know,
Excellent. A
month or two. So.
And when you're talking about frozen pot pie and you know, using up that turkey, for your family, what size turkey do you usually use per how many guests?
Well, you know, it's funny. My family's always done a smaller turkey because we usually do ham and also a leg of lamb when we eat. So.
Wow.
Yeah, I've got a lot
Where's
of family.
Where's Tom when though. You're talking about that many meats on one table, right?
I've got a big family, too, so. But, you know, most of the turkey, a lot of it does just go to sandwiches. One thing that we've always done, too, is like turkey Cubans. You know, you've got the ham left over, you got the turkey.
That's an interesting take on a turkey sandwich I haven't done before, a turkey Cuban. And just for the listeners, what's a Cuban typically comprised of?
Well, I mean, mustard usually, pickles, pulled pork, and then ham. And then it's pressed usually, so.
Excellent. I like the combination
so
there.
So Thanksgiving Cuban.
And based
Cuban.
On a couple of weeks ago, Sandy, the pickles and the mustard are up your alley too, right?
I love pickles and mustard, yes.
So in the restaurant, you know, I know you guys had a Thanksgiving dinner that you put out at Rum Line. What types of things will be using leftovers for there as well?
Well, I mean, we're doing whole turkeys, you know, and also ham. We're doing sweet potato casserole. We're doing a bunch of stuff like that, so... You know, hopefully I'll be able to work that into some specials and stuff like that. Just no waste. You know, you never want to throw anything out. So keep it pretty seasonal, too.
What about the soups? I'm interested in how do you make soup using turkey leftovers?
Well, I mean, you know, just regular stew. Also, like a classic take on chicken and dumplings.
Mm.
Do turkey and dumplings. All your butternut squash that you have left over, roasted, you know, stuff like that, you can cook down, you know, blend up, make bisques. And
turkey is definitely a staple for Thanksgiving, but you mentioned ham and, you know, lamb. A lot of families go a little more not traditional. We were even talking previously about some families who, you know, do seafood and kind of really get outside the box. What other types of, you know, recipes are out there for some of those unique items that are on the plate?
Well, I mean, for instance, if you're doing, like, a fish or something like that and you've got a bunch left over, you can always make, like, seafood chowder, something along those lines.
There's so many different things that you can make.
Yeah, it's really difficult to think of all of them. But, you know, with, like, your ham hocks or something like that, there's always split pea soup.
My favorite. Yeah, I love that.
Right? And that's a great point. You know, obviously we wanted to have a chef in, really to kind of think outside the box about those leftovers. You're talking about ham hocks, and it really speaks, you know, we brought a lot of chefs in on the radio. We are affiliated with a lot of different restaurants. And the philosophy, especially nowadays, is about using as much of the product as you can. And obviously, leftover ham hocks, the turkey carcass. My dad loves that. Just the name of the soup, turkey carcass soup that my mother-in-law makes.
That's a turn-off to me.
It is a turn-off for some people. But, you know, ultimately, it's about roasting the bones down, extracting as much of that leftover meat and flavor as you can. And I think it's a great point you bring up, Chef. You know, with the ham hocks, you want to use what's free and available after the dinner. You don't want to waste anything that's got great flavor, great opportunity, and, you know, feed your family with.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, also, you know, just making like turkey stock instead of having to go out and buy chicken stock for a month. You know,
and those kind of products, they freeze pretty easily, right?
Oh, yeah, they freeze very easily. They just set them on your counter before you go to bed at night, and you wake up in the morning, they're good to go.
Very cool. Now, obviously, you're with Rum Lion Restaurant. You mentioned fish in your discussion. Rum Lion's big on fish. We're facing the Ventura Harbor. Let's talk about the restaurant a little bit.
Yeah, let's. We opened in May. We've been doing pretty well. It's been a good summer and had a lot of fun. The seafood's great. We're getting it right off the boat. We're one of the only businesses in town that has the landing permits.
Let's talk about what the detail of that landing permit means to the customers.
Well, let's think here. I'm pretty sure that the whole, like, the fine writing in it is that in order for a restaurant to buy fish right off of the boat, there has to be two sides to the landing permit, you know, the person that you're buying it from, and then you also have to have a certified scale.
Okay.
And, you know, it's basically just, you get it, sometimes when I get my stuff, it's still twitching, you know, it's beautiful.
That, all about freshness of the Rum Lion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great product. I had some halibut tacos there recently with a chipotle coleslaw, knocked your socks off, really tasty.
Oh, yum, I'm going to have to go try it.
Yeah, come on down, it's really good, yeah.
And again, Rum Lion Restaurant's located at 1510 Anchors Way, right over there facing the Ventura Harbor. Phone number is 805-642-1200. Give them a call. Again, open in May. They got some great products. And really, the ambiance and the atmosphere of the restaurant's awesome as well. You're looking out into the harbor. There's a lot of great boats coming in and out of the channel.
Oh, it's the best view. It's absolutely gorgeous. I'm privileged to see it every day.
Karen and Chef will be happy to see you. So go check them out and have a appetizer, glass of wine at the bar, and watch the boats come in from the sunset.
I'm already there.
You're already there. Excellent.
Hey, Jason, so tell us a little bit about Everybody's Hungry.
Everybody's Hungry is a food-focused educational and fundraising group. My wife and I are, you know, really trying to get back into the community, and the best way for us to do that, especially with the passion of food that I have, is to share that passion, get some education out to people about the food they're eating, especially from local purveyors. You know, we do some classes with the Ventura Meat Company. We've been to the California Mushroom Farms. So we want to highlight what's local to us, educate people about the food that's on their plate, and also raise awareness for the hungry in our community and give back to Food Share. All of our events and our blog postings benefit Food Share in some way, either through many food donations, like Food Drive, or a monetary donation.
Very cool. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And thank you, Chef.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, well, we're going to go on a short break and listen to some really great sponsors. Don't turn your dial, because when we come back, you're going to hear about Wine Time, and you don't want to miss it. You're listening to Tom and Sandy's 805 on News Talk 1520.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.